Patient's name is Roberto Saucedo, first name R-O-B-E-R-T-O, last name S-A-U-C-E-D-O, date of birth 7/17/2007, date of service 5/17/2022. History of present illness is 14-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by his dad. Patient states that he was playing basketball yesterday, and he accidentally jammed his right middle finger while trying to catch the ball. Patient has had pain to his right middle finger, and he states that he feels like it's swollen and that he can't bend it. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 122 over 67, heart rate 62, respiratory 16, temp 98.3, O2 100, and he weighs 235 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes are moist, pupils, pearl neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1-S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen, soft non-tender, bowel sound signs, four extremities. He has normal range of motion in all extremities. He does have sensitivity and pain with movement of his right middle finger. Minimal swelling, but tenderness to palpation. Neuro-ANO times four, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, and irrational lesions. Assessment and plan number one, injury to right middle finger. Patient did have a two-view x-ray of his right hand done in the office, which does not show any obvious fracture, but soft tissue swelling is noticed. I did put a finger splint on the patient, PMS, pulse motor sensation, checked pre and post finger splint placement, and I did offer to buddy tape two of his fingers together, but he actually preferred just to have the finger splint in place by itself. I discussed using RICE acronym, rest, ice, compression, elevation, using ice several times throughout the day and elevating that hand throughout periods, which he does agree to. If he has any worsening of condition, he'll return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. He does agree with this plan of care, and he was given opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.